baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short divine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You night my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot.
That'll make your ass come off top.
I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cash, chilling as usual.
Thank you, speak to by his ass since it's father time, so I guess he'd be here. I don't know. But we got my girl, Janine, on the line, so, hey, the inmates running the asylum. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
You know how we doing it. Trying to make it. Trying to make it. All right, now. I got a Sin City PSA.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I've been catching a lot of flack all week about tomorrow's upcoming show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to let it be known, to my knowledge, he is coming on. I didn't hear otherwise, so to my knowledge, he is coming on. And a lot of people, like, you know, like, man, y'all need to quit all this and we need to stop all that. But in the honesty of being fair, we just feel like, I mean, if one person was on here, I think it's only fair that we let the other person come on there. If this man feel like he has something to say, then, I mean, we should let him say it. I don't see what the problem is, but, you know, catching a lot of flack from it. But for the people who got a lot of flack with it, fuck you. All right, moving on.
Yeah, I think it's only fair. You know, if one person gets to tell their side of the story, it's only fair to allow the other person to come on. So, you know.
I concur. And I got to throw out one more other thing. SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. Check it out. We got the webcam up. So, if y'all ever want to get on there, you know what I'm saying, you want to touch bases with people, I ain't telling them to meet you up at SinCityRadioShow.com. Get on the webcam, y'all can chit-chat, do whatever y'all want to do. Y'all can even look at each other. Hey, I know. And we have the webcam in groups. So if you want to make your own private group and you want to webcam with that with particular people in that group, hey, that's all you got to do. SinCityRadioShow.com. All right. Now I got that out the way. All right, Jadine, check this out. I sent you a video earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the lady, I mean, I do believe, wait a minute, hold on, before we get into that, I think I see Miss Pimp. What's happening?
Yeah, man.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's going on?
No. Last week's show was off the chain. I almost had to beat somebody up because they were just talking too damn much around me. And it was just getting so good. You know, I done went through some like a lightweight emotional roller coaster just listening to the story. At first, I was mad. Then I understood. And then I understood. And then it was just kind of crazy. But at the end, I understood. But I just couldn't understand why he put everybody else out there but wasn't trying to name, you know, the cousins. But, you know, that's the only thing. But other than that, you know, I thought initially it was about being malicious. I just thought perhaps he was being malicious and just shitty. But listening further, you know, I can identify with some of it, and I understand that it's a process of healing. So I understood that part. And then, like I said, it was just going all over the place, emotion-wise for me, just listening to the story. But I'm glad that you are able to have different types of stories, different types of people, and, you know, and allowing them to share their story, good, bad, or indifferent, you know. As controversial as it is, you know, it's a taboo that is attached to that as well. And people don't like to talk about it, don't like to hear it, and sometimes don't like to hear how it's being delivered. But I'm just glad that you are able to have that forum for anything and everybody.
Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate that coming from you. That is a true compliment.
I really
appreciate it. Thank you. And that's what we're out here to do in Sin City. I mean, we have to do what we do. You know, I mean, every situation ain't going to be fun and games. I mean, we made lighthearted about some of the stuff, but some of the stuff was really deep. You know, some of the stuff was stuff I couldn't understand that I really had to sit down and think twice and actually listen to the guy just to get a full understanding of what it was. So, yeah, I mean, you know, with that being said, it's a lot of situations. A lot of people think that, you know, okay, overall, yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. He wrote a book. Do he want to get paid from that book? Hell yeah. Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, he's enlightening. I mean, so you can't get mad about that. Can't get mad about that at all. Now, moving on, because I don't know, tomorrow, may not, I don't know. You know, I got to tune in tomorrow to see if it will be, you know, a rebuttal. I don't know just yet. Mm-hmm. But that's tomorrow's show. As for today, Janine.
Yes.
I sent you a video earlier. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to it.
Now, the video was stating, I mean, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the video was stating that the woman believes that polygamy should be a part of a relationship.
It sounded to me like she feels like maybe this is something we should start discussing. Because for some reason, in our relationship, they don't seem to last. They're just failing. And it sounded like she was basing it on, you know, in the black community. You know, we can barely even get to the marriage proposal before we're breaking up. You know what I mean? And things like that. And if you do get married, and this she wasn't, you know, referring to everybody, you know, she was just saying, you know, is this something, is polygamy something that we should be considering? And then she gave, like, some pros, you know, some pros to why she think it would be good. Because one of the things I think she said, which was interesting, was like they have sister wives. And, you know, with the number of mothers, you'll always have someone that's there to care for your child. So, like, if you're working, it might be one mother that's not working. You see what I mean? something like that.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
there's always that, you know, camaraderie of, you know, somebody always being there to take care of the kids, and they'll always have that family and support that they need instead of having, you know, the mother over here in this household, the father over here in this household, or, you know, the mother not there or the father not there, you know, in this, that she's basically trying to say in this type of situation, the child would feel love because it would be coming from all different aspects. You know, the father, you have a few mothers, you know, that's always showing them love.
Okay, yeah, I kind of got that too. Well, yeah, what she said.
Yeah, but one thing she did say, which was funny, I don't know if you caught this, and she said, and hopefully the man won't cheat.
Right, I caught that. I caught that. I did catch that.
For women, but basically she said, but there feels no guarantee for that.
You know, now I'm as a man, I'm gonna speak this as a man. You know, I mean, you would have to really, really bring something to the table. I mean, you would have to be somebody that I just crave. I mean, I just gotta have you. And I mean, I've yet to. Shit. I'm living my dream. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm giving motherfuckers that motherfucking Walter Payton stiff arm back, bitch. Move. I'm going home. I come from a club. That's that. You wake up. You might want to roll to the left. You might want to roll to the right. In whichever case, now the only downside I see, if they both on a period at the same time. That's it. You got to be at work at 7 o'clock. I might come in at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, I know you got to be at work at 7, but shit, I'm feeling frisky. She ain't got to be at work till midnight. I mean, she worked the evening shift. Mm. Hey, I win.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, you say, I mean, what's considered, what, a celebrity or somebody that's just like you've been wanting or something that we get to the.
Man, not, it would probably have to be a celebrity. It probably have to be a celebrity status. I mean, think about it. I mean, this is. You know, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, that ain't me. Bullshit. It ain't you because, you know, you can't get it. That's why it ain't
mm-hmm.
you. You can get that. I'm just being real. If you could get that from, I mean, ain't.
But be honest.
Last week,
I mean,
we had,
look up on the black community, how many, you know, of us do you really think would actually do that, though?
You know what? And this day and age, I don't know. I mean, I would say the number that probably got up a little higher than the 80s and 90s and probably
mm-hmm.
early 2000s. But now, our generation? No, I don't think that our generation will go for it. But like the generation
mm-hmm.
coming up, I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised. You see, motherfucker. But see, let me just say it. These youngins, they so damn dumb. They wouldn't know what to do with it. They wouldn't know how to cherish that. They wouldn't know how to cherish something like that. They too big. I mean, they would be trying to make them fight. Hey, bitch, fight. I want to see y'all bitches fight. Have a twerk off. The loser got to go outside and sleep on the couch or some shit like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I'm serious, fellas. I mean, this generation, the generation that's growing up, the youngsters, the early twenties, y'all can have it. I mean, I'm serious. I truly believe that they can have it, and it wouldn't be a problem with it. I mean, you have. I mean, I don't want to say that there's no morals. I don't want to say that they have no morals, but everything is not black and white like it used to be. You know, mm-hmm. I do believe now in this day and age, it is 50 shades of gray. You know, everybody, mm-hmm. oh, my God. That I mean, it's not as frowned upon as people would do when we was growing up, you know. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You got a girlfriend and a boyfriend? Oh, Lord. Lord, send it. Pray for him, Jesus. Pray for him. Oh, Jesus. Man's like, hey, well, you know, that's what he wanted. He got two girlfriends? Oh, well, you know, that's what he want to do. Well, a woman, she got a girlfriend and a boyfriend. They all live together. It's not frowned upon the way it used to be. But, like I said, this generation, they don't know how to handle something like that.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you like this. If it was me, if I had two women, and then we're all bringing something to the table other than just sex, oh, my God, come on, man. Come on.
I mean, what you mean, like career-wise and...
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean?
You know, I mean, okay. Let me just say this, okay. Sin City Radio, you know,
mm-hmm.
we do our thing, you know, we go hard, we try to do this, and I mean, yes, it gets frustrating, but then just imagine, I mean, you know, everybody spearheading this. I mean, come on. You know, it would just be just like, you know, especially if everybody going for the same cause. Let's just say, for instance, everybody wants a house. No, everybody like, well, we need a house.
Mm-hmm.
We need a house. You know,
yeah.
Everybody spearheading the same thing. Well, we want this certain type of car. Everybody spearheading that. So go ahead. There you go. We got this car. But,
well, yeah, you got three incomes, and, you know, so I'm sure that is just always better than one or two.
Right, three. But then, you know, my thing would probably be the dominance in it. And as a woman, do you feel like, okay, do you feel like, all right, one of y'all will have to be the dominant one, or would it be an even playing field?
I think it depends on how we get along with each other. I mean, you're not going to treat me like I'm a second best and just think I'm just supposed to be walked all over or something. Now, if that's what you're talking about, then no woman would want that. You see what I'm saying? So it really, just like on when they had the Sister Wives show, and the wife, the first wife, always felt like she was, you know, she was first. You know what I'm saying? And all the other wives respected her, but she brought them in to the fold. You know, she showed them this and that. This is what, you know, we do here and stuff like that. It wasn't like she went to them like, I'm number one. And you do, you know what I mean? So I guess it depends on that woman. Everybody gonna know you was the first. You see what I'm saying? It's like your sense of self esteem that's gonna make you try to bet on the second wife. Let's say, you see what I mean? That has to do with self esteem to me.
I can agree with you, but I mean, I don't think everybody look at it like that, because I mean, it's that fight all the time. I mean,
what fight?
Women can't get along. Women, bitch, think she all that. I mean, then, okay, now, I would really think they would have to have a, because see, nah, I ain't trying to do like the polygamy thing. I ain't trying to do where you stay at this house and you stay at this house. Nah, we all gonna have to live together.
Mhm.
And y'all gonna have to be able to coincide. And be, well, you know, okay, girl, yeah, you gotta root her on. Girls, yeah, suck it, suck his dick. Yeah, girl, come on, get you can get it all in there. You know, mm-hmm. You can't be, you know. I bet she I sucked your dick better than she did. Yeah, come on now. Let's not be hasty about that. We all in this together.
Well, I mean, that's you go through that when people just trying to do threesomes. And that's why we say don't do it if you're going to be jealous. That's all that has to do with is jealousy. So if they acting like that, and y'all decided to do, you know, polygamy and y'all all living together, I would hope that she's come to terms with, you know, what's about to happen. Because if that's the case, that's just jealousy. That's just, you're just going to be jealous. If everything that this new woman do, you're going to think, oh, is she doing this better than me or this and that? Hell, it might be some things she good at. It might be some things the new woman good at. And it's really going to depend on them getting along with each other. You know, I think the best approach is you have them meet first. It ain't like all of a sudden this new woman just come and live in your house. You see what I'm saying? Y'all discussed it, but they've never really met each other. Of course you're not going to do it like that. You're going to let them meet. You're going to let them hang out. You might fall with some threesomes.
Who? I'm joking. I'm talking about, you know, everybody was throwing on that Dr. Dre thing. Yeah.
He, first of all, she wasn't even there and he moved the bitch in. So,
that bitch, he had kicked that bitch out already. That's what it was. That's part of the movie she did there. She got kicked out already. That's what that was. But I digress. I mean, yeah, I mean, of course, y'all have to get some type of camaraderie going. But, I mean, I can say any man to sit there and say that, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't think that's right. Yeah, shut your lying ass up. You're lying, motherfucker. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, she's here. I don't know where she went. You know how she do.
I just wonder her. I'm right here. I just wondered your take and what, you know, is there something you would even be able to consider?
Well, seeing how you act. See, that's all part of being in the life. If you're in the life, you understand that. I happen to have lived that life. So, it was nothing to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely not for everybody. But the thing is it wasn't a sister. It was, you know, two guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, that's the difference. Now, could I be in a polygamous relationship? Probably not, because there's no such thing as an alpha female. However, I have a dominant personality, and it would not work. It has to work. It would definitely have to work. I would think in that situation that the two women have to have a common thing. It takes out the whole, you know, cheating. You have your wife and you have your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's your family. And you take care of your family as you would if the chick lives on the other side of town. You're just knowing
mm-hmm.
and you're living under the same roof doing
mm-hmm.
the family thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's not for everybody. But if everybody's on the same page, on the same accord, do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to ask shit. I mean, two guys. Now, me being a man, how the fuck did that work? I mean,
it worked out fine for me.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, like you said, I'm a dominant type person. So it's like, I mean, so, well, you were also part of it. So was this a dominatrix type thing, or was it just like, okay, somebody had to be the stronger one?
You're right. You are right in that aspect. But it's not about just sex. It's not about just sex, you know. It just really wasn't. It was just about me and pleasing me and taking care of me. And when I mean taking care, I don't mean so much financially. It wasn't that at all, but just making sure the same is good. No.
So it was a dominatrix type thing, right?
Well, in the sheets, yeah.
I mean, it could have been like emotional.
It was.
Because one guy could be more emotional, you know, will provide more emotional support than the other, you know. So one might have, you know, a certain aspect than the other, and then the other one might have, you know, a different
thing. So, well, okay, now, okay. Let's use a scenario here. Let's try something. All right, I come in. I'm hard from a hard day's work. You and dude laying there in the bed watching TV. You know, and I'm ready to lay down. Now me, I'll be like, hey, man, get your motherfucking ass up. Go on in there. Go in the other room. Fuck on. I don't want to be bothered with this motherfucker today. What do you
do? It's never like that.
No, I'm telling you, it would be. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It would be like that.
No,
that would be me.
you would never be in that situation.
Exactly.
You would never be in that
situation like that. I mean, like I said, I know me. Hey, man, and you better make sure these motherfuckers see. Hello, you fucked in on this. Like, get your punk ass. Get the fuck out.
No.
Go get us something to eat, motherfucker. Go, bitch ass off.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean.
But you know what? It's funny that you said that because I can remember a situation where, as crazy as it sounds, It started off like real petty over food that one person didn't buy, and you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
And you're in the middle of this pettiness, you know what I'm saying, with grown-ass men.
Yeah, and to me, I would be that petty guy. Hey, motherfucker, did you buy that bread? Bitch-ass motherfucker, you better go get some bread.
Right, and I mean,
oh my goodness.
Then I'm gonna get mad at you. You got one more time to let this motherfucker eat my bread. I'm not playing.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Right, and it got like that, you know, once. But I mean, that was crazy to me. But you know,
yeah,
that was
right.
Somebody being on their period. Just saying.
Mm.
You know,
ain't nobody on their motherfucking period. You heard what I said. You got one more motherfucking time for this motherfucker to be in my bread. I'm not playing.
You ain't about that life, man.
And he drinking the beer too? Oh, no.
He done drunk the last motherfucking beer.
Oh, no.
You done drunk the last motherfucking beer. Hey, when I left, it was three motherfucking beers. Two motherfucking empty bottles, and he got the third one in his hand. I'm taking them other two bottles and cracking across his goddamn head with it. And get your punk ass off.
Yeah, it wouldn't be nothing like that. I mean, it's love and respect. It's love and respect mutually.
I mean, how can I? You know what? I don't understand, but I mean, it ain't for me to understand because I'm not in that scenario. But I mean, to be honest with you, and this is all bullshit aside, no, that man thing, I couldn't do. I mean, because it's like one of us going to have to be the dominant one. And that's, I can't see me being passive to no man.
You don't smoke with me no more.
Yeah.
No, I ain't smoking
like
weed no
that.
More.
It ain't.
I ain't smoking weed no more.
Oh,
y'all
goodness.
Determined for the FCC to shut me down, ain't you?
Well, she probably put you on mute now.
Right. I ain't smoking weed no more.
That's not what we're saying.
See, that'd be me right now. I know you didn't just roll up my last motherfucker swisher. There ain't no more motherfucker swishers here.
Oh, no. Love and respect.
See, I would be, you know what? I would probably be trying to, and like I said, I'm just being God honest. I would start an argument over everything.
Yeah, you're not about that life.
No, I'm not.
I can do it.
I'm sure you could. Is this delightful? Hello?
Yo.
Oh, what's up? Oh, I knew it was one of the numbers.
What's going on, Doc?
Big Dave. What's the deal?
I've been sitting here listening to y'all conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, I don't share anything. Pillows, cookies, damn sure not my house.
Mm-hmm. Not about that life.
How a woman could think that that's some girl sick shit, man. How could you think that is not going to kick up butt? It ain't two men trying to please her. It's two men trying to please two men she trying to please.
I'm saying for anybody, you know, a lifestyle is a lifestyle, and it's not for everybody. I don't care what lifestyle it is. And if you don't understand it, doesn't mean that it's crazy. It's just not for you.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
And not if we in control. What if the woman is in control and the man do what she says?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
He's a punk motherfucker.
Why you gotta be a punk though?
And she's the punk.
Wish that bitch would. Wish you would. Thank you. Wait. Can you wait? He's almost finished. He's almost finished. Get the fuck out of here.
You want something about corn?
Right. Motherfucker done drunk the last bit too. Man, you get your bitch ass out of here. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Hey, I beat a motherfucker up over a joint before that.
So you just imagine the whole motherfucker six pack. He talking about, well, what shit here to do? She ain't got nothing to do.
Go find
what
woman.
We about to do.
Well,
and she steady talking about. Oh, stop it! You don't shut the fuck up.
Let me tell you, that's like having two bulls in the room. somebody got to go.
I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly now. Evidently, they don't, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, so Hold on one second. Janine, how would you, okay, now, we're going to hypothetically speak this. You got two men. How would you, I mean, because, like I said, and I believe Big Dave agrees with me that, I mean, one of us going to be the dominant motherfucker. How do you stop that? How do you stop that? How do you say, okay, let me balance this out? Now, I know what Ms. Pimp's talking about. Ms. Pimp's talking about it's just going to be. No, it's not just going to be. But, Janine, how would you balance it out?
What I'm saying is you can't have, it's the same thing as if it was two females and the man. You can't have one that thinks they more dominant and better than the other.
Can't be two kings
and
a cat.
And think you can treat them any kind of way. That's not going to work. So evidently that would not be for a dominant type person. Would not agree to do something like that. And so more than likely it's gonna be two men that wanna be with me, and so they gonna do what I say. So I'm gonna be the dominant one.
If you ask this question, and you know what I'm saying, Dave, that this is the conversation because she's the dominant one. This is how we have to talk. If you ask me a question, I'll be like, oh, you talking to me? Yeah. You say, yeah, I got to say some shit like,
well, allow me to retort.
That she's going to be mad at one day and talking about him to the other one, and he's just going to be, information is going to be fucked up, bro. It's going to be bad.
That's not how it works.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Dave, let's just say conversation going on, and I was like, well, Dave, I was trying to tell her something. That means she wants you to look at me and say,
I apologize for my outburst.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I stay in my lane.
Right. Well, in reality, if you tell me, well, Dave was talking, you're being rude.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to beat
you. Hey, y'all seen that show? I want to say it's called Funny Girl. Not Funny Girl. But she got, like, two or three male roommates or something.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. It's a little white girl, and she got two roommates.
Savage.
Black. Huh?
I thought it was Savage. It was a movie called Savage.
No, it's a TV series. It's been on for a minute.
Anyway, I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. The common interest is the girl. Everybody gets along famously, and they take care of her. And I'm not talking about just sex. I'm saying they take care of her on every level. And at the end of the day, you have a different relationship with each one, but it's a common understanding.
Some bullshit.
Okay, so I got a question. Is all of them fucking her? They are?
She's probably fucking both of them.
No. You watch the show. You know, is she fucking both of them?
She's probably fucking both of them.
No,
I'm
saying probably.
I don't watch the show, but
is she not?
I'm saying I don't watch the show. I've just put that out there to say, you know, they take care of her. And she has a separate relationship.
Okay. You said that they take care of her, but you're not saying that they're fucking her or not. If they're fucking her, I'm pretty sure they're taking care of her. That's their home.
Okay. See, you know about that, life. You wouldn't understand. You cannot enter into something like that. That's when it becomes complex and is deceit and all kind of crazy shit. You know, you got your man and you're fucking the roommate. No, it's not like that.
Okay, I understand that part. You must show up. You the one said that I asked you, were they fucking her? You said they take care of her in every way.
Right. Okay. So they may be fucking. Whether they are or they're not.
Say
it
they are. Say it they are.
Okay. Well, that's why they taking care of her, because they fucking her.
Okay. No. You know what? There's more to a relationship than just fucking. You know? Listen to this. You got a wife, but you got a little side piece, and what you get from your side piece is what you're probably not getting at home. So just look at it is that you're, call it greedy or whatever, but I'm saying if there's the common denominator is you. And
okay.
Life,
I understand what you're saying, but I mean,
you got your perfect life or perfect
but,
woman
Ms. Kemp,
and two
Ms.
women.
Ms. Kemp, you're comparing apples and oranges. That's two different. We're talking about motherfuckers together. We're not talking about one over here, one over there. We're talking about everybody.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You didn't listen to me.
No, you said, okay, you got one over here, you got one over there.
I'm saying.
No, we're talking about everybody being unified. There's no side piece.
Both of y'all are, I'm one, y'all number two.
I just brought you through a whole scenario. I said you got
a wife, and you got a side piece.
This is what I keep trying to tell you. Listen,
that equation is not
in there.
Okay,
you're changing the subject. You're changing the subject.
No, I'm not.
Wife is side piece.
You didn't let me finish.
Woman is side piece. I just heard you.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. You said you got your wife.
You're saying side piece. I'm saying you got your wife and you got a side piece. Together, they make your perfect woman. Now, you're living in a house where there's understanding. Your wife knows about your girlfriend. Y'all all are living together. You're together as a unit. You have your perfect woman and two women.
Fuck that.
So you don't need to go for whatever reason, whether it's sex or just whatever the other girlfriend does that you're not getting from your wife, on emotional, whatever.
Okay.
You got that under the same roof. You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Now,
cheat.
Janine, didn't.
Is it understanding?
Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we bring this up earlier?
What about the
two? But now, here's the thing, and I do believe you agreed with me last time that, you know, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, you're still letting one dominate the other one, because you think that the wife's not going to dominate the quote unquote side piece.
No, she's not. No, that's not going to happen.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I don't think y'all hearing me. Because what I'm trying to say is that there would be no quote unquote wife slash and or side piece. It's just us. There's no title on that. Because if I give you the title of wife and you're the title where you're the side piece, you don't think that carries no weight.
Number two, number one, shit.
Well, you taking the title away, I get what you're saying on the us thing, because it just kind of like, they would be like sister wives. It's not
what?
One
I,
over
I would
the
rather,
other. It's,
I would rather call you that than what you just said.
You're not a side piece. You're a co.
I didn't say that. You did.
But I had to touch you there because of the way that your mind works.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I had to touch you there because you're not, I'm saying,
yeah, but
you're not understanding
you took me all
the life.
You took me all the way there just to say that I was right.
Okay. Okay.
Check it out. You with your buddy and y'all busting down a trick, and she, your buddy fall in love. That's normally how I do. So
yeah, it does.
It wouldn't work for me. You're gonna laugh at your buddy, but you know you're gonna still hit her, or can still hit her. But you was talking about one. Whether it be financially, spiritually, all that other goofy ass shit, honey. If you marry somebody and you be in a relationship with him, he's supposed to be that guy.
That's a monogamous relationship. Well, we're talking about a polygamous
relationship.
And that's what we're trying to I'm serious. I'm finna ask you a question.
Go ahead, brother.
Do she say I'm about to leave or I'm finna go? Do she make a difference between that?
She say I'm about to leave. Unless she's mad, then she's
okay.
Finna go.
Right. But it's the same thing, but she think it's different, right?
It's the same show, bitch.
Hey, mama
right.
Raised no dummy. But I think
I'm
you should what you did that if you can't handle it.
Yeah, but you don't get into it. You don't get into it with thinking it's not how it works. It's not how it works. You have to. You cannot go into it without understanding, You can't. You know,
even on
the domination thing, you just don't jump into it without understanding how it works. No. You have to understand. You just can't wake up and say, okay, I'm a dominatrix. It don't work that way.
You're going to be dominated, all right.
That ain't even how it
goes. Okay, I'm serious. I'm not being funny, but you're not explaining this to be real good.
He needs closure. Definition. He needs something.
You're not really explaining this to me really good.
Can I try?
Please help me out. Let me tag you in. Okay.
She was trying to relate the two topics that we were talking about. So the woman who has two guys, she was saying they live together, right? Even if they are sleeping together, whatever, however it might be, each of those guys, she has a separate relationship with each of those guys. Was there something specific about them that has made them clicks with each other. It's not just about sex. Okay? And it's something about her that has clicked with that guy. So that's what makes them both stay. And so what she was trying to do was take a different type of relationship to try to explain it. So, like, say a man has a wife and he has a girlfriend. They both have two unique things about them that he might love. And so if they do come together, you look at that as, oh, this is perfect because I got her and she does this well, and I got her and she does this well. And now we're all living together.
No cheating. No, none of that. You have everything you need under that roof, and you're taking care of them on different levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the understanding, you know what I mean? With the understanding is that you have a separate relationship with this person. You're knowing. It's not like I'm better than you or this is my
mm-hmm.
man. No. Oh.
So, would it be possible in this relationship for me to bring a girl home to sleep with me every night?
No, you cannot. Again, and that brings up another valid point. It's about understanding. You know, you just can't bring somebody into the fold. You know, but they got to be voted into the fold. You just cannot bring somebody in there. Simply, you have an understanding. This is your life. This is your understanding. And you just can't bring somebody else in it for your own personal whatever. That's not how
exactly.
it works.
Everybody will have to be in agreement.
That's
I'm
right.
saying, do we all meet at the same time, or do you marry me and then go get Charlie from down the block because you've been looking at him? And now I get to meet Charlie because you had a thing for him and you like my hair? What? No. Fuck.
I'm just saying.
When you're right, you're right.
It's not about
when
that
you're right,
life.
You're right.
You don't understand it, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You're still okay, and I, you know, you keep saying that, but you're not a good explainer. You teach it.
Oh,
I'm saying,
you have to be a little bit more open-minded to get it.
Okay.
I'm open-minded.
I understand.
I'm saying.
I really think that I
am
open-minded.
This is not
but
normal to you. This is like you have zero understanding of how or why this
no,
works.
You know what?
Work.
Because
a lot
I think
of
you're
do
trying
it.
To you're trying to explain this to me in a dominatrix type thing.
Not
because
not at
you
all.
Keep on saying, hold on, can I finish? Because you keep saying, well, this ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. We're two men. Yes, the fuck it will. Dave, you seem like
yeah.
you're a good guy. You
I'm
know what
good.
I'm saying? You seem like you're a down-to-earth brother. But I guarantee you, and hold on, stop hustling. I guarantee you, me and Dave probably can sit down, get drunk, and shoot the shit all night long. But I guarantee you,
man,
they ain't gonna have a problem when
it comes
to both of us trying to get this pussy at the same time.
Well, there you go.
I'm raising my hand now, so I speak. This goes back to what was being said.
See,
you only know about a monogamous relationship. You have no understanding of how a polygamous relationship and how that works.
Okay,
because
I understand
no
what you
dominance.
Just said, but you're
there's
not
no dominant. I'm sorry.
Oh my God!
So how
you're not
you
explaining
think...
it in a polygamous form. You're explaining it in a because you keep telling me. Okay, I asked the question. How would you control that? You like, oh, it won't be none of that. Yes, it will.
Ain't nobody, mama.
Okay. I'm saying.
You my woman. You ain't my mama.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. It doesn't
okay.
happen.
And,
or it has not
okay.
happened. And,
don't say that.
And I'm saying only because, again, there is understanding because you live that life. That's the lifestyle that you live.
there's an understanding. It's not, there's no dominance. No male, this is none, it's understanding.
Joe, listen.
You have zero understanding as how this works. You could not possibly enter into a polygamous relationship if you don't have no understanding on how it works. Only thing you know is you are alpha male, and there's no other male that's going to be around the same female because you're not ready either tuck that leg up and piss on that tree, whatever. But you're not getting ready to be, if you're alpha male, there cannot be two males in the house, alphas. It ain't going to happen. And that's why I say you're not about that life. You don't understand that life. So it would not work for you.
It's the same for female.
I think what she's saying is the brothers then turned down to the bus down. That's exactly what she's saying.
Oh, my God.
She busted
my friend down.
Well, they should have been busting her down. She done changed the game.
The same as if two females and one try to dominate the other. That's not
they
going
will.
To work.
Okay.
Here's the thing
about that. If it's two females, okay, you make a valid point. You got two females, one's trying to dominate the other one. Now, the man is going to step in because the man is what? The dominant one out the relationship. If you got two women and a man, the man is the dominant one out the relationship, and he's going to smooth that out.
Well, that's what he's supposed to do. I don't know if he's going to do it, but that's what he's supposed to do.
But now, you know, now you got a woman, such as, we just going to go for example, Miss Tell, who's sitting there trying to sit there and tell a man who has a dominant gene to him,
oh, it don't work like that.
Okay, now.
Okay.
Let's just be real. Let's be realistic.
She's saying us right. Women can't tell men what to do.
Thank you. Because that's not even how it even works, man.
Exactly. And there
you're
are
forgetting
many
the main ingredient. The main ingredient.
There are many men that we can tell what to do. I promise you. I understand.
Not when there's another brother standing there.
Okay, I know
you
y'all
goddamn
don't think
right.
So. I know y'all don't think so, but there are lots and lots of men who allow the woman to be the dominant.
Even Marvin snapped
the
pencil. He's like, bitch, I've been praying for your college all this time. I need something.
All right. Shit, I'll pay for you to go to college. all I'm saying is this, is that, I mean, I would think that you would have, as a woman, you would probably have to use a little bit more than a man would. A man would probably use his dominance. A woman, this is my opinion, I believe a woman would probably have to use a little bit more tact to get them two to coincide with each other.
Really?
We
suck a few dicks and everything is fine.
Okay, there you go.
And we still in control, like I said.
Okay, but you okay, now, this is what I'm trying to say. All right. You're not going to walk up to me, slap me in my face, and say, hey, you need to get your ass in your motherfucking position.
Well, I don't need to do that. There
exactly.
There should never be a need for me to do that.
Okay.
Man, I don't know what they drinking.
Dave, do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally. I'm in your corner, bro.
Because I ain't going to get stepped in my face. I ain't ain't gonna get slapped in my face in the other relationship either with the dominant man.
I'm not saying no. You're not listening.
You
oh
gotta smack.
God.
You don't say both of you bitches sit down and be quiet.
Right, exactly. Sit y'all motherfucking ass down. Act like y'all got some motherfucking sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
nah,
that's not it. That's not
yeah, okay.
It.
That ain't it.
I think every woman on this phone has been smacked in the face. Bye,
and if we fighting like that as two women that's supposed to be living together, then that's not going to work.
I agree.
If we fight
that
like
I do
that,
agree
if we
with.
Fighting like that where you got to do stuff like that and you tell us to shut the fuck up or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Well,
then that's
okay.
It's
a whole relationship. It's not nothing like that.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. Okay, now, you just said the magic word. You said this ain't no cap hole relationship, but that's what you're trying to make it out to be.
No, that's what you making it out to be.
No, if you sit there telling me, oh, it ain't going to go down like that, how you going to
It doesn't go down
do?
Like that. I'm saying it don't go
okay.
down like that. It doesn't.
All right, Pimp. Okay, Pimp.
You trying to bring something to the table that's not for that arena. It's not.
Okay.
I'm saying, especially, you ain't about that life. That's
all right,
it.
Pimp. Okay, Pimp.
Guess what, Pimp? I ain't about that life either.
And you ain't about that life.
Not at all.
So you don't have no understanding. You know what I mean? You have no
understanding
of how
you got yours, I got mine. My understanding is
it's just not for you. That's all.
If I got a side chick, she lives somewhere else. Because y'all might be on y'all rag at the same time, and that's just too much.
Well, again, if you could, let me ask you this. If you could have your main and your side with an understanding,
there you go with that
your
again.
Main knows, hold on, your main knows that this chick exists. And your main knows that you love that she you know, she's in love with you. And she's good with it. She's okay.
Is this a hypothetical question?
No, I'm just, the hypothetical question is if you was presented with that, and you presented her with the, hey, Jesus, use this, so you know. So, okay, so you presented that we live in one big-ass happy family, and let's do this.
Y'all not killing me in that house. I'm cool.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to do it. And this ain't from watching TV or nothing. I just know women. I know it's cool until they don't want it to be cool. You
okay.
know? It's cool till somebody changed their mind. Now they ain't cool with it. And we done built all this and got credit scores and fuck that. No. I'm not finna pull it.
Oh, goodness. Well, at least you got a good credit score, Alpha Deal.
Not a good credit score.
Shit, if she got the credit, both of them got the credit.
Oh, my goodness. Now we just going to go in and mess your credit up, really.
Yeah, I'm just going to be living in a hotel, burning up my credit card. And I done paid for the house. Nah, I'm cool.
Oh, goodness. Well, I will hope your name is on the house.
House going to look like a zinger.
Oh, my goodness.
If I could have my woman and my wife at the same time in the house, I had that shit and it was bad. Everything went south. Lucky to be alive right now.
Oh, my God. I mean, why is that? So are you saying one just decided they didn't want to do it anymore?
Oh, I'm not. I was saying
one didn't know about the other. That's probably what went down.
They weren't in the house. They knew that shit, I was different. But it went south because it's all about money at the end of the day.
Because
one time people getting shortchanged, and I thought it was my lover. It was the dollar bill, y'all.
Well, that they weren't about the right.
I wasn't about the right. I had a woman and a wife.
Well, I'm saying if you were saying they was just about the money, then they didn't care.
I mean, to me, I honestly think finance, everything plays a role in your relationship. Whether you're a side chick or a side dude, whatever, it's got to be something to make you keep coming back. Something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's most of the time, it's the convenience of the money or the sex.
Mm.
Like, you don't probably want to be in a relationship like full throttle. You don't want to be, oh, this nigga calling me 24/7. You don't want
mm-hmm.
that. You just want to knock them down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And your wife, she loves you. She loves you to death. So,
you know, okay. I keep hearing y'all, but dang, I think she got to you. Cause now you fucking on you too. There's no, we're not. That's what I'm saying. There's no title. This is my whole thing. Everybody keeps putting a title on this. Why? I mean, am I the only one sitting there thinking this? If this is our scenario, there's no title for y'all other than, I mean, what do y'all call them? Sister wives? That's the only title y'all get. There's no wife, side chick, girl.
Man, it's a lifetime going on.
I mean, well then, you're right. That was your fault, because then you shouldn't be messing around with a side piece. If it was just going, if that's what it was gonna be, then it should have just been that, just a fuck. But if you find yourself, you know, finding somebody that you actually like, and y'all actually started having feelings for each other, that's different.
Well, like, okay,
then it shouldn't have been about the money.
Like
what
she
I'm
said,
mm-hmm.
it was something about this girl conversation that I
mm-hmm.
still like to talk to her, you know? Maybe mm-hmm. I wasn't talking to my wife. I'd come over and give her the money and tell her, leave me alone, I'm going over shooting. You know?
Okay, wait a minute, Dave.
I'm playing getting
cold,
Dave.
I'm trying to understand the scenario here, because now I think
y'all done got me confused.
you had your wife, right? And what, this was just a chick staying with y'all?
No, she wasn't staying with us. She stayed downstairs. So, I mean,
so
I was
your girl never... Right, so you were just cheating.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, see, once again, y'all comparing two different stories. We're not talking about that. We're talking about all under one roof.
Everybody know about each other. Y'all keep on putting this. Well, this one over here, this one over there.
Right, shit, if that's what you want to call it, then yeah.
Y'all talking about three something. And I think men will handle that totally different. I'm with you on that, bro. I think men would be totally upset with that whole scenario because somebody's going to fall in love.
Hopefully both of them do. Wait a minute. We got some feedback. We got a TV or something on.
I mean.
I'm sure.
Can we get the TV down?
There it is. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Dave, now, okay, here's the thing I don't understand. Don't we want them to fall in love with us?
The two gentlemen? To fall in love with the lady?
What?
You said,
hey, come on. Stay with me, Dave. Stay with me.
All right, yo. We want the women to fall in love with us.
Right. If we're in a relationship with both of them, if we're all under one roof, don't we want these women to be in love with us?
Yeah, of course. But that's only going to last so long. And that's even in a regular relationship. Love only lasts so long, bro. Before one is either fed up and ready to go, or one is in love and ready to fight. Somebody got to go. Shit. Or unless it's a convenience.
I gotta disagree with that one, Dave.
People like what they like, though, bro.
I understand that, but now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big dick. That's what I like.
What do you say about the people who've been 20 plus years and motherfuckers from high school all the way up to now? I mean, that didn't falter.
I think it's a 7-year itch in a marriage, bro. You said 25 years. I think somebody dipped, or if not both of them.
I can see the conversations that you can go on in that household.
Can you? Cats out the bag, pimp.
Yeah, the sky is blue. Yeah, that grass is green. Yeah, the water is running.
Huh?
It just go all over with these conversations.
Nah, I try to be look at both sides of the track. If that's her way of life, I mean, that's in her beliefs. It's just like Jehovah's Witness coming to your door telling you the end of the world is coming or something, and you don't want to hear that. But, shit, she talking. Might be something I could take out of that. If you really think that this could happen, because, shit, I mean, I'm not finna share my woman with nobody, though, cuz. Not the dog.
I understand that.
And that's just me being the alpha male, as you put it. You know, I'm the alpha. I'm not, bro, you got to go. Like you said, we could be sitting up getting blowed. So, it's time for you to go. Or me, one of us got to go.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like I said, that was just my question.
I can do it.
Okay, Jadine, you keep saying you can do it. How do you control that?
That is the key word in the question, control. How can you control that?
You talking about the two men or another woman and a guy?
Okay, which one are you saying you could be here?
The two men,
I could be in both.
Okay. Okay, so, now let me ask you. All right, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's the two men and you.
Okay.
How do you control that?
I'm waiting to hear this answer.
Oh, my goodness. If I have two men that want to be with me and we are all living together, we would not have a problem. Because if they agree to it, then we all going to get along.
Okay. I don't know these guys. They agree to it.
That's what I'm saying. Not about that life.
Okay. I'm not even finna ask the question no more. I'm done with it. Moving on. Now, if it's two women and a man, how do you handle that one?
As long as he and the woman are cool with each other, then it shouldn't be a problem. Because I'm not the type of person where, oh my goodness, he, you know, she's sucking his dick so good. You know, I don't go through those types of issues. So it would have to be another woman that's okay with stuff like that.
She got to be
okay. Now, would you make it your point to, like, be that woman to say, okay, let me be the one that mend the fences. Let me be the one to say, let me be the one to mold her into this.
To mold her into it? I can get along with anybody.
Yeah, because I mean, okay, and that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Now, would you take it? I mean, like, all right, let's just say she agrees, but she's reluctant because she really don't know what to expect out of you. I mean, would you take your time to say, okay, since she's agreed to this, by me being more familiar with these type of situations,
mm-hmm.
Would you mold her into it? Would you be like, well, you know what? I'm not finna go through this shit. I'm not finna try to teach no grown woman this shit. Either you gonna do it or you're not.
And I guess I'm not. What am I teaching her?
You pimping her.
See,
I guess I'm trying to see what I'm teaching her, because is she doing it because you want to do it, or is she doing it because you want her to do it? You see what I'm saying?
Both.
I guess.
Let's just say it's some of both. I mean, you know, yeah, she wants to, but she's reluctant because it's new. This is new to her. So, yeah, she has her moments where it's like, I don't know, because she's new to it. She's never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
She's new to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where here it is, this is your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
But now at the same time, it's like, you know, will you say, I'm going to lend my expertise? Or will you be like, well, you know, fuck it, I'm not finna teach no grown woman shit.
Oh, no, if I agree to do it and me and her get along, I don't have no problem, because I would hope that me and her become friends. You know what I'm saying?
You would
and
have to
would,
become
we
friends
would,
in
that's
the midst
what
of
I'm
it.
Saying, cause, that's what I'm saying. In the meantime, we'll be establishing our own relationship with each other. You see what I mean?
And it would be a sit-down between the three of y'all, because the three of y'all are in this relationship.
Well, yeah,
it would be you and your guard. It would be right, just knowing your position and how everybody's going to play their position in this relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's with understanding. It's with understanding.
I mean, she just has to be willing and open. If she's not, then that's not going to work. Because I could be open to teaching her, but then she's like, I'm not doing it. Or, you know, or, no, I changed my mind. Soon as something happens, she don't want to do it no more. I mean, ain't nothing I could do about that.
Okay, let me ask you this question. What do you think about swingers?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't have the opportunity to swing.
Right.
I've had plenty of offers. And I don't know. I think they felt like that fulfills something that they're missing in their relationship. That, you know, having that fun, being able to have that relationship outside of their husband or wife and things like that, they both seem excited to me. I mean, I've been around a whole bunch of them that do swinging.
Okay, so then the moment that they decide that they just want to bring one person into their relationship, because I've seen that done many times.
But, wait, what do you mean? So,
people who swing and just automatically decide that they just want to bring one
person. Not automatically, but they just like, okay, you know, let's bring someone else into our relationship. And now it's a three-way relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Instead of them swinging and exchanging partners, you know what I mean? They decided, okay, we're just going to bring some money into our relationship. You know, this is my girlfriend and this is my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really considered swinging?
I don't consider it swinging no more.
No, it's not swinging no more after that.
Because now we're into a polygamous relationship.
Here we go.
Just saying.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
you're
but,
like, how can you control it? And I'm like, there's nothing to control.
I mean, but of course they would have to agree to that, though, is what I'm saying. As long if they agree to it, then they should all abide by it. Because sometimes once they've been swinging, they don't want, you know, that one person going to feel like, okay, wait a minute, you know, I'm used to being able to, you know, go with all these different guys. And now
absolutely.
You just want to bring the one woman. You know what I'm saying? So they might not agree.
I mean, of course.
I mean, it just depends.
It's a couple making that decision. It's not one
yeah.
person. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a group thing. You know, you
mm-hmm.
have that understanding together. Okay, let's just bring somebody else. And so, like, we will have somebody, you know, permanent in our relationship instead of
mm-hmm.
having... you know, swinging and having different partners.
Yeah.
We'll have that person that's intertwined in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not just about sex, but just, you know, bringing somebody into that situation.
I mean, you're bringing that person into a family unit, and then that person
exactly.
is also bringing their family. And so if everybody's not okay with it, you know, some people... you know how families get involved or families talk or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People have to be comfortable with living their life, even though they families or somebody might have something to say about it. You see what I'm saying? Because that's going to be
me, Benny, on my way over to Thanksgiving dinner.
But that's their lifestyle, and you know, you right. just act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And you just act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. I got some mental issues that I don't think I'll be able to act accordingly.
I'm saying people are people. You know what I mean?
I ain't judging
like,
people.
That's like, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a gay couple, whatever the hell, you act accordingly.
Yeah.
Live your life.
Yeah, okay.
Now you got to beat up her, both of her boyfriends. Bitch got two niggas. Oh, wow.
So what would you like, what would you most enjoy about having that type of relationship, Cass? With having the two women in your life, what would you most enjoy?
Well, hell, the sex would be phenomenal. Then, I mean, you have the, I mean, like you say, you, I mean, I think it'd just be that family, the whole family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think that would be like, I mean, that would be it for me. I could die a happy man. He came and went at the same time. All right, y'all. It's closing down. It's winding down. All right, before we get up out of here, you know how we do it. Miss Temp, you had last word.
Yeah, man. Crazy. The rain. Definitely been fun insightful as usual. But yeah. You know about that life. And it's a good thing that, you know, it's okay. But I hope that you got some understanding between the difference of monogamy and polygamy. There's a difference.
Not from you, I didn't, but okay.
That's all right. But I enjoy myself and have fun every time that I come on the show. And I'm definitely going to check y'all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's what's up. Big Dave, any last words for us?
Yeah, man. This was a good show, as usual. Yeah, I ain't about that life either, bro. You ain't out here by yourself.
All right. Janae, any last words?
Yes, I enjoyed the show. I am about that life. Have no problem living it. And I would definitely check you guys out tomorrow.
That's what's up. Hey, check us out, y'all. SinCityRadioShow.com. Like I said, we got the webcam up and running. So if y'all want to get on there and talk to somebody, want to see them, see how they look, tell them to get on there. Hit it up. And like I said, tomorrow, we're supposed to have an explosive show. And we will let you know what's going on. Like I said, tomorrow's show, supposed to have one of the guys who was written, well, I'm not even sure if he was even written about in the book, but he was talked about last week, you know, my man Lil Vic, it was some derogatory things in his eyes said about him, and he want to address him. So we will definitely be on tomorrow. It's going to be live and cracking Gangsta Deer Radio. You know what I'm saying? Sin City Radio. That's it. SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all know how we do it. Jump on now. And we out this bitch. Peace.